Rep. Nadler, Migrants Are the Lifeblood of This Country. By Neil Monroe on January 14, 2024. Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler believes migrants, but not Americans and their children, are the lifeblood of the United States. Nadler, who is the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, made the visceral claim at a hearing Thursday as he denounced criticism of migration into the United States and his home city of New York. "We will hear an argument largely devoid of facts and wrong in the law that immigrants are a drain on public benefits, rather than the lifeblood of this country. How can the migrant share, one of six of the population, represent the lifeblood of the whole country?" responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued, "It's not just mathematical nonsense, it's insulting. It's a clear indication that they just don't think Americans are any good, and that we need better people to come from abroad to inhabit our country. They're saying that Americans are decadent and aren't good enough, and someone else needs to come in to either replace them or wake them up. They're saying Americans need competition because they've gotten soft. It's like the big businessman, factory owner who's against unions because he wants to make sure he can keep his workers on their toes and not demand too much. It's a figure of speech, and it's clearly an insulting usage. But they certainly don't see it in any kind of race sense," said Krikorian. Alongside his bloodline comment, Nadler rubbed salt in the wound by claiming that migrants are more important than Americans and are the replacements for Americans' absent births. "We need immigrants to this country. Forget the fact that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many immigrants, many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. This is a problem faced by every major country in the world. Few countries, however, have the means to solve this problem through immigration. People want to immigrate to the United States. We are very lucky in that respect, and we should promote it and regulate it properly." Nadler, like his colleague Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, did not mention the growing evidence that migration is a cause, not the cure, for Americans' declining birth rates amid stagnant wages and spiking housing costs. "They're saying that having babies is a job Americans will do, so it's Congress's responsibility to procure more bodies via immigration," Krikorian said, adding, "It's the government's responsibility to see if there are obstacles that be removed so that people can have the number of kids they want. And survey data shows that couples don't have as many kids as they want." Nadler's dismissive comments about Americans are commonplace among pro-migration Democrats. "One day without illegal immigrants, you don't eat." Representative Delia Ramirez, DL, who is the Chicago-born daughter of illegal immigrants, told a September 2023 hearing. In the same hearing where Nadler spoke, Indian-born Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, declared that study after study has proven that the U.S. economy is driven by immigrants, both documented and undocumented. Nadler's bloodline comment came after an October media uproar over the news that Donald Trump had claimed in September that migration is poisoning the blood of our country. Related, Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. Trump downplayed the economic factors that pull and push rational migrants into the United States, and provided a different description of migrants and migration. "We know they come from prisons. We know they come from mental institutions and insane asylums. We know they're terrorists. It's poisoning the blood of our country. It's so bad, and people are coming in with disease." Democrats pounced. "I know there's a debate over whether the MAGA movement fully meets the classic criteria for fascism, but can we at least agree that its language is increasingly fascist-adjacent?" responded Paul Krugman in a New York Times column. "We desperately need these migrant workers, among other things, because they will help us cope with the needs of an aging population," he added. Donald Trump channeled his role models as he parroted Adolf Hitler, praised Kim Jong-un, and quoted Vladimir Putin while running for president on a promise to rule as a dictator and threaten American democracy, said Amar Mosa, a spokesman for the Biden 2024 campaign. Critics, however, declined to mention the refusal of U.S. elites to curb their agendas, such as more migration, free trade, and diversity, to help foster national solidarity. For example, Krugman's colleague David French at the New York Times described the growing divide between elites and ordinary people. The statement was so indefensible and repugnant that many expected it to hurt Trump. Yet a Des Moines Register / NBC News / Mediacom Iowa poll found that a 42% plurality of likely Iowa Republican caucusgoers said the poisoning the blood statement would make them more likely to support Trump. A substantially greater percentage than the 28% who said it would make them less likely to support him. But Krugman, French, Mosa, and their progressive peers did not notice the many blood quotes from Democrats and pro-migration Republicans. We have to recognize that our diversity and our immigrants are the lifeblood of this city, Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, said in August 2022. We need to increase the number of visas for those who are trying to enter the country lawfully. New York City has always been a place for dreamers and doers, and our immigrant heritage is the lifeblood of our city, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said in April 2023. Related: NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. Immigration has long been the lifeblood of the United States, infusing its culture, society, and economy with a vibrant tapestry of diversity and acting as a driver for innovation. Immigration lawyer Michelle Jacobson recently said in a statement on the American Bar Association's website. The lifeblood theme has been turned into fashion slogans and home decor in a nation where ethnic political groups demand a greater inflow of their foreign constituents. And investors insist that Americans need foreign workers to staff more shifts in the low-productivity consumer economy. Very few elites dare admit that Americans would viscerally object to their leaders' reckless and obvious preference for foreigners, xenophilia, over fellow citizens and their vulnerable children. Some pro-migration GOP politicians and advocates condemned Trump's lurid claim, even as they also talked about tired Americans' need for foreign blood. I think immigrants are the lifeblood of our country, and it's important that we have immigrants, Rep. Tony Gonzalez, RTX, told Face the Nation. Far from poison, immigrants are a life-saving transfusion into the American bloodstream, responded Mark Thiessen, a conservative-leaning columnist at The Washington Post. Our country does not have a singular bloodline to be poisoned. We are the first in human history not built not on blood and soil but on an idea. There are cases where immigrants can be better workers for some employers, Krikorian noted. When employers say immigrants are better workers, they don't really mean better than the average of federal workers in America as such. What they mean is that immigrants are better workers than any Americans they're able to hire, and it's probably true for those employers. But, he added, that's not an excuse for more immigration because those XC0N, recovering addicts, etc., they're not going anywhere, there are people, so we've got to help them. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, and allowed government officials to ignore the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.